From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A needle in a chocolate bar results in a high-priority investigation by Timmins police into possible Halloween candy tampering. A mother reported that her child's loot included the needle stuck into the bar. They trick-or-treated on Hart Street and Brusso Avenue, the Platte Vet property in Schumacher, and a section of Gold Center that includes Claim Post Trail and Prospector Street. Police are urging parents to give their kids' candies another diligent check. If there are any signs of tampering, contact them. During an otherwise very quiet 2022 forest fire situation right across Ontario, the biggest blaze doing the most damage was just south of Timmins. MNR Fire Information Officer Isabel Chenard says it was early May when flames engulfed the forest near Moran Village west of Highway 144.
It did impact Highway 560 between the watershed and Elk Lake on a number of occasions, and also caused some of the residents of Shining Tree to be displaced for a number of days.
That fire destroyed 1,400 hectares of trees. All summer across the province, only a shade above 2,500 hectares burned. Fingers crossed, we could be a bit closer to the Ford government settling its dispute with education workers in Ontario, avoiding a work stoppage on Friday that could bloom into an all-out strike. Global News says the government is offering to go back to bargaining with QP, hoping the union will present a counteroffer. On the weekend, it turned down a pact the government thought was more generous. The bargaining unit represents 55,000 teachers' aides, custodians, and other workers. Relief for Ontario residents today. A drop in hydro prices is now in effect. The Ontario Energy Board says the decrease is for homes and small businesses. Time of use and tiered pricing will stay down until next April. And Canadians are relying on credit cards to get by as inflation continues to hit record highs and interest rates keep climbing. Equifax Canada's consumer survey suggests the average debt outside of mortgage debt is just above $21,000. The average credit card balance is just over $2,100. More than half of Canadians, especially seniors, are worried about paying their bills like rent, utilities, and insurance. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.